So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Mishalshin b'mamon ve Mishalshin b'makas. All the Edom Zayim divide any monetary punishment among them, but they do not divide the number of lashes. The Mishnah explains, Ketzat, he do shu chayv l'chaver mesayim zuz v'nimtzu zayimin Mishalshin b'nayim. If witnesses testify that someone owes 200 zuz and they are found to be zayimin, they pay the total 200 zuz collectively. For example, two Edom pay 100 each, and so on. Aval im he do shu chayv malkas arbam v'nimtzu zayimin kolach v'echad loike arbam. If witnesses testify that someone is liable for Malkus and they are found to be Zayman, they each get the full 39 lashes. The Gemara offers two reasons for this difference. We expound the following Zerah Shabbat. Nemar Rasha Bechiva Malkus in the Pasuk Vahaya in Ben HaKaisa Rasha. Venemar Rasha Bechiva Mrs. Bezdin in the Pasuk Ashahu Rasha Lomas. Just as the death penalty cannot be divided, the Malkus is also not divided. If each witness would get a partial malchus, this would not satisfy the requirements of kasha zamam, since they would not receive the number of lashes they had tried to inflict on the defendant. However, this is not an issue regarding monetary payments, because mamin mitztarf malchus le mitztarf. Monetary payments combined, as Rashi explains, their intended victim receives whatever they tried to take from him. However, the lashes of each witness do not combine in this way. Zok the Mishnah, Eina Edom Nasan Zayman at Shizimu Es Atzman. For witnesses to become Edom Zayman, the second witnesses must impugn the first witnesses themselves, as the Mishnah proceeds to explain. Keitzad Amr Me'idin Anu Be'ish Pleini Shaharages HaNefesh. If witnesses testify that someone killed a person, Amr Lahem Heich At Me'idin Shahari Nerig Zeh Oya HaHoyrig Zeh Hoyu Imanu Oyse HaYoyim B'mokim Pleini. And then other witnesses testify that the alleged victim or perpetrator was with them that day in a different place. Ein elu zaymin. The first witnesses are not declared Edom Zayman. They are merely contradicting each other as to the whereabouts of the alleged Nereg and Hayrik. However, the Mishnah continues, Abul Amr lahem heich atem me'idin shari atem ha'yisim imonu oisayim mo'kompleini. If the second witnesses testify that the first witnesses themselves were with them that day in a different place, hare elu zaymin v'nerogin alpiyam. The first witnesses are declared Edom Zayman and are executed because the second witnesses are contradicting the first witness's ability to have witnessed the alleged incident. The Gemara cites several sources for this distinction, among them the Pasuk V'hine Eid Sheker Ha'Eid Sheker Ana Ba'achav. And the Gemara expounds, Asha Teshaker Gufishal Eidus. They must contradict the observation of the witnesses themselves, not just the details of their testimony. The Gemara discusses the exact parameters of Hazama. Bo shnayim v'amru b'mizrach bira harig pleini as anefesh, or bo shnayim v'amru v'hale b'marv bira iman ha'yisim. If Edom testify that someone committed murder in the eastern section of a palace, while other Edom claim that the first Edom were with them in the western side at that time, it depends. Ike de kaimi b'marv bira mechzi chazul mizrach bira ein elu zayman. Ven lav har elu zayman. If it's possible for most people to see from the east side to the west side, they're not zayman. But if it's not possible, they're Zayman, and the Gemara explains, we do not suspect that the first Edom happened to have extraordinarily sharp eyesight. Similarly, Bo Shnayim Ba'amru, Besur B'tzafra B'chad B'Shabbat Harig Pleini As HaNefesh, or Bo Shnayim Ba'amru B'Panya B'chad B'Shabbat Imon Hoyisim B'Narda. If Edom testify that someone committed murder Sunday morning in Surah, while other Edom claim that the first Edom were with them Sunday evening in Arda, it depends. Im etzafel lepanya motzi azal masul nada lo have a zayman, v'ilav have a zayman. If it's possible for most people to travel in one day from Surah to Arda, they're not zayman. But if it's not possible, then they are zayman. The Gemara explains, ma'adu teima leichus legam lo parcha k'mash malon. We do not suspect that the first Edom happened to have extraordinarily fast camels. Another halacha, bo shnayim ba'amr b'chad b'shabbat ha'orik pleini as anefesh. If Edom testified, for example, on Tuesday that someone committed murder on Sunday, and two other Edom came and said that the first Edom were with them on Sunday, but they, the second pair, actually witnessed the murder on Monday. Furthermore, even if the second Edom testified that the murder took place on the previous Friday, before the time claimed by the first pair, Nerogen, the first pair is executed because Be'idno de Komisadi Gavalav Barkatalo. At the time of their testimony on Tuesday, the murderer was not convicted yet, regardless of when the murder took place, and so they wrongly tried to have someone executed. However, Boshnaim Ba'amr Bechad B'Shabbata Nigmar Dinish Alpleini. If Edom testified on Tuesday or later that someone was convicted of murder on Sunday, And the two other Edom said that the first pair was with them on Sunday, but the murderer was actually convicted the previous Friday. Furthermore, even if they testified that he was convicted on Monday after the time claimed by the first pair, Ein Elu Neragin. The first pair of Edom are not executed because Be'idna de Komisadi Gavra Bar Ketalahu. At the time of their testimony on Tuesday, the murderer was already convicted and destined to be executed, and it's as if they testified regarding a Gavra Ketela, a dead person. The Mishnah continues, Bo Acherim Behizimum, Bo Acherim Behizimum, Afila Meya, Kulam Yeragu. 100 pairs of witnesses can be contradicted and rendered Edom Zayman by a single pair of witnesses. However, the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Istatis Hizu, Ve'inin Erigel Katar Shayna Bovat. Yehuda says that this is a devious pair of witnesses, and we suspect that they decided to contradict all Edom against the defendant. And the Gemara amends the Mishnah to read, Im Eina Ela Kat Achas Naregis. If they only contradict one pair of witnesses, they are executed, but if they contradict many pairs, none of these witnesses are executed. However, the Gemara points out, Bilvad Ketani Kasha. The Mishnah used the term Bilvad only, which is difficult to reconcile with this interpretation. The Gemara relates an incident, Hahi Itza. Tasoi Sahadi Vishtakar, Aisi Sahadi Vishtakar. A woman presented a pair of witnesses who then contradicted each other when interrogated by Bezdin, and this scenario repeated itself several times. Subsequently, Azla Aisi Sahadi Achrini, Deloy Ishtakar. She procured one pair of witnesses who corroborated each other's testimony. The Gemara cites two opinions. Hukhza Kazu. The woman has established a reputation for bringing false witnesses, and they're not believed. Although she is not trustworthy, we have no right to doubt the last pair of witnesses' integrity, and they are believed. Zok the Mishnah, Eina Edom Zayman Neragin, Ach Igamer Hadin. Edom Zayman are only executed if their testimony was refuted after Bezdin issued a verdict in the case. The Mishnah continues, Shari HaTzedukin Oimrim, Ach Yaharig, Shneim Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. The Tzedukin who reject Teresh Abal Peh claim that Edom Zayman are only liable if the sentence was already carried out based on their testimony, as the Pasuk says, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. However, Omulem Chachamim, Balikfar Nemer Basisim Lekashazam Lasis La'achiv, Vare Achiv Kayim. The Chachamim cite the Pasuk that holds them liable for what they tried to do to their brother. This appellation implies that he is still alive. Therefore, they explain, Vim Kin Loma Nemer Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. We might think that they are liable as soon as they testify. Therefore, the Pasuk tells us that they are only liable if he was already convicted. The Gemara asks, if they're liable after the conviction, they should certainly be liable if the sentence was already carried out. The Gemara answers, we do not exact punishment based on Kavul Chaymer. And we do not consider Kavul Chaymer a valid warning from the Torah. Ein Oinsh Min Adin is derived from the following pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim regarding Oinish, which states, Isha Sheyikach HaChesei Vas Ovev Oy Vas Imoy, V'nichrasu Le'eni B'nei Amam, Ervas HaChesei Gila Avoy Neyisa. Relations with one's paternal or maternal sister is punishable by Karas. Nevertheless, the pasuk then says, Ervas HaChesei Gila, referring to relations with one's full sister. Although this could be inferred logically from the beginning of the pasuk, this teaches us Ein Oinsh Min Adin. Similarly, Ein Mazhir Min Adin is derived from the following pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois, regarding Azhara, which states, Ervas achischa v'asabicha y'vasimecha, meledis bayis meledis chutz, lois segala ervasin. Forbidding relations with one's paternal or maternal sister. Two psukim later, it says, Ervas bas eisha savicha meledis savicha achischa hi, lois segala ervasa, to forbid relations with one's full sister. Although this could be inferred logically from the earlier pasuk, this teaches us Ein Mazhir Min Adin. Furthermore, we extend this principle to Chiva Malkis, the punishment of Malkis based on the Gezeres Shava Rasha Rasha. And we also extend it to Chiva Golias, the punishment of exile based on the Gezeres Shava Ritzeach Ritzeach.